Sin and Chet, which involves really more Shulchan Aruch and Gemara. And after we finish Sin and Chet, which I hope will be, won't take that long, we'll start Perek HaTchelet. And then we'll learn a couple about Gemara. And we'll try to do as much as we can. I want to make you aware of a sefer called Tzitzit. Halacha Pesuk, I see someone else has a copy of it. This is like a Bible. This is on the practical consideration of higher social citizens by Rabbi C. Cohen, as well as many other firms of this nature. So it's certainly worthwhile statement to have. Well, we're beginning this year with the Pisgei HaTosfos, Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. Pisgei HaTosfos is in the back of the Masechta. Here's the Pesukim which somehow are related to Tosfos. Kuf Yud Aleph is the page 220, the bottom of column 3, called Brachos Mevarach Alein Ovelas Yosem, with Tfilin B'Shat Shigur, Uvititis, the Acha Shesom Atalas Olof, Elish Losom Atitis B'Yodo, Loshlichol Achoro, Yochol Levarach, Vechen Lulav Kodem Nianuah, Vein Levarach Kodem D'Shabol Yodo. So, the Pesukei HaTosfos is saying that you make the Brachos, it's not the Vititis, after you already put the talis over your body, but you didn't throw the tzitzis behind you. Was it throwing the tzitzis behind you? So presumably this is a reference that we'll get to later, Akiva Yishmaelim, which they throw the tzitzis behind them, and while it's already on your body, before you throw it behind, that's the proper time to make a bracha according to the Pesukei HaTosfos. Now, you open the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds that way as well. Simen Ches, Sif Aleph, famous beginning, Hilchot Sif. The first Sif has only four words. Sif Aleph, Yitzate, the Sifis, the Yavarach Mu'uman. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is your first and Mitzate, the Sifis, and you make a bracha. That's the push of shot in the word. Should it be taken literally, or should it not be taken literally? So in the Berhete, if it's caught in bait, it says, Shuvas Beis Yaakov Pasuk the Mevorach Achar HaAtifa Shalok Minig HaOlam. So the Beis Yaakov says first make that to the Atifa and then make the Bracha. The Minig HaOlam is not that way. So the Beis Yaakov is like a Lashon of the Mechaber. He's Atif and then Yevorach Mu'uman. That's the Pasuk Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Mishnah Brura, this cotton say. He says, Rov Achronim agree. He quotes a whole series of Gedolim. Chatchila tzorach liot habracha kodem artifa. Hana bishar shu ochzo biyodo. He wrote to the tatifa. Zer obalas yosem namish. Velo yakdim bishar shadayin atalas mekupelas. Zer over the oven. When you have the talas in your hand, you're about to throw it over your body, that's the perfect time to make a bracha this Ate Petitus. So possibly Mr. Brewer, Cotton Bays, in the name of what he calls Rov Achron. Rov Achron. Fine. There's another dinish, another mechaber, Simon Chav Dalid, Siv Gimel, an interesting din. Tov L'Stakel Petitus, B'Shas Atifa K'shem Avarach. Up to six words in the Sif. Good to look at the Sif. B'sha'at hatifa k'shem avarach. What does it mean? What do you mean b'sha'at hatifa k'shem avarach? What do the words mean? What do they mean? How do you get the impressions we conveyed from the Mechaber is you don't make the bracha before the hatifa. You don't make the bracha after the hatifa. You make the bracha b'sha'at hatifa. While you're doing the hatifa. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. And as a matter of fact, in the Sefer Tzitzis, because at some point can say, this is power through the land of Tefillin. You make the bracha after you put it on your hand, before you tighten it. It means it's sort of on you, but it's not in the right position. So too with Tzitzis, you sort of on you, but it's not really right yet. That's the proper time to make the bracha. That's the question. Now, According to Rav Postman, we spoke about before, supposed to make the bracha will be called over Latvia. So, Rav Postman, what does that mean? Exactly where do you hold the talus? Where? So there's a whole discussion. And I think two different customs. Some people hold the talus in front of them, make the bracha, and then they go, like a real cowboy. And they're really handy. You ever see that? So you do it. Huh? Good German efficiency. You know, they know exactly how to do things. They hold them in front and go, they get it just right. I'm not so handy. I'm much, much slower than that. I'd be an over the over if I held it in front of me. So I hold it in back of me. So people asked me to make the bracha, but then we'll discuss that then later. So I made a bracha and people were looking exactly. I was telling them to look. As you saw how I put it on, I held it over my head from the back. Like it wasn't really touching my body, and then I made the bracha, and then put it right over me. So it's only from the back. Yeah. 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 That gives me the sort of one, one process, you know. As you're about to. Do you think the punch puts down the macabre is as you're about to do the it's hard to say. You say before. I don't know. I'm not sure. But he quotes over here that he saw the stipler. The stipler did it that way. Held him back. Where I did it. Also, he found it to the stipler. I hate this. The stipler put on his talus. They put on his talus. And Kishem Mavarech, the Russian Kishem Mavarech, you know, told the stocker, the sits the shah, the Tibet Kishem Mavarech, the Labda. Now, of course, I was thinking, if you hold it, this is like this, if you've got a good peripheral vision, like one of those good ball players, you know, out of the corner of your eye, you can see the sits on the side. Maybe that's what I mean. I don't know, but maybe it's a little bit Labda. Fine. The big question is, what's really the difference? What should it then be? Are you chayav? When are you chayav exactly? What's going on? So in the sefer, here, sits in the sefer, he quotes like this, that the big shot in the din d'oraisa, this is that brachas are in Gans and Derabonon. But the machlekas in Derabonon, he says that there's a machlekas, we have a machlekas in the din d'oraisa which is similar, which is, as of what moment is there a chayav sits? Is a chayav sits as you put the garment on, or the chiyuv tittus after you put the garment on. The toast of the sechti of vomit of tzadi. I mean, they had referenced it once before. I forgot if it was Zuzus or something. Yeah, it came up incidentally before. Famous toast of vomit of tzadi on the base. But in the Sefer tittus, he claimed that the machletus and the din d'oraisa. But on a level of the Rabbanon, you're certainly going to be chayuv. This is a quotation. You certainly chayev miyad, and therefore you must put the strings on lifnei shalosha, and therefore you make a bracha. He says lifnei atif. This is a quotation. So this Rabbi Tittus, Rabbi Cohen, has hara from many gedolei Yisrael. The back has a hara from the Rosh Yeshiva Bar Yankov of Moshe Shmuel Shapira. On this very Nakuda. This is 1 hour, printed the page, Tuf Nun Ches. 1 hour in the Sefer, this is the one. Rosh Yud Bar Yankov Yerushalayim. He writes over here, he says, Hadvar Nechone Ba'ofen Matis, but Eino Meduyak Ba'aloch HaMamish. Ki Achiyav Hu Ba'levisha Shiyil Ba'ashpegat Im Tittis. M'nei L'chayim L'hatol Bo Tittis, L'fnei L'visha, today Shaloti Alavisha believes it. In other words, not the pshat that you have to put the strings on before you put on the garment. No, not at all. You have to put on the strings when you put on the garment. But that's impossible. So for Ofen Masi, practically speaking, you have to put the strings on before. He was correcting his Talmud or his Chavar's Lashon and the way he phrased it. That's what he said. Now, Memela explains his problem. Hersi Vamos Tzadei Avadei. If the mitzvah Kosha, Levisha, Belit, Tzitzit, Bittul, Mitzvah, Sasei, Bekum, Vasei. Ratzalama, Maisa, Levisha, Bebittul, Mitzvah, Sasei, Shal, Levisha. Mitzvah, Haisa, Lehatal, Tzitzit, Bishah, Shomid, Lilbosh, Hare, the Sheva, Tat. Same, but if it's later, it's called Sheva, Tat. If it's earlier, it's also Sheva, Tat. Means at this very moment that you put on that split second and you put on the garment, that's the second of your chayim and tzitzis, and therefore that's the reason why it can be called a kum vasei. That's his ha'ora. That's his ha'ora. Fine. This paragraph he quotes, interesting. The Tosas Harosh in Yevamos on the same daf quoted a sheet which says at the mitzvah achar levisha, mutter b'shabes lilvosh talis bli tzitzit, kevan sheheno yochol lahatol tzitzit b'shabes. Huh? The Mordechai says if you're wearing tzitzit, if you're wearing matzah b'fesh tzul l'chatzchil, I don't remember anymore. For that reason, right? He says if I have a garment on and Shabbos, he says he's matzah even l'chatzchil. The Mordechai matzah l'chatzchil, I don't remember. I don't think so. The Tosfos Rashi claims that it's mutter even l'chatzchil, because it's a two-step process. I put on it, that's innocuous. Put on the garment, it's innocuous. Later on, I have a chiyuv by Amar Manon. It sounds like it's mutter even l'chatzchil. Interesting. Oh, so maybe other onsen as well. The machlok is between the Emek Yeshua and the Marshag. Someone who is an honest, he would put it on a four-cornered garment. And because Shua says, Osun, Mashak says, Mutter. So now, it's just like a little inconsistency. The Mashak and the Amig Yeshua are discussing a practical case. Because the guy has full corner garment and can't put it because he's about to put it on or not. But he said earlier in the Sefer, in the Simon Chesed, he thinks that on the Rabbana level, it's still the Chiv immediately. But the Tariq is in the Tariq, so he's talking about the Rice, and also give him the Rice at the level. But he's talking about a practical and the Rabbana level. You get the impression that his original statement is wrong when he said on the Rabbanan level, everyone agreed the Chiyuv is earlier. So I don't know how to quite reconcile what he said. The bottom line of this whole sugya is the famous Shagas Aryeh. One of the famous Shagas Aryeh is on this very Nakuda. Simon Lamed Zayi. He agrees with what we said until now, that when you make the bracha, you make it after Yatif or before, depends upon the Shaila. That part he agrees to. He says exactly in the Shaila. You see already the rumors here. Again, if the chiyuv is the second you put it on the garment, you should make l'sadeh before you put the garment on. But if the chiyuv is afterwards, you should make the bracha after you put it on, as the Beis Yaakov says. That he agrees. That part he agrees. And Tosfos says that the bracha, the mitzvah only later, so the bracha should be made after the atifa. But that's where the Shagas Aryeh disagrees. The Tosfos is wrong. He loves arguing with Tosfos. He's not, I tell you many times, Shagas Aryeh is not a fan of anybody. He thinks Tosfos is wrong. He says Tosfos is wrong. Finished. What's his raya? So his raya is, How they matter kalayim b'tzitzis? I put on the kalayim, right, the shatnas. So we have esed okalos, I say, wait a minute. The split second that I put it on, I'm over the Yitzhak kalayim. But there's no chiyuv tzitzis yet. So therefore, it's impossible to put on a beggar's kalayim to Esther Olos. It's not the Idna. There's a split second lap between the Avera Salam and the Kiyam Asay. So that's no good. But the Gemara does say Esther Olos. It's a raya, he says, that Tosfos is wrong. Knew what he said to that? Stark a raya. Knew? Anybody for a terror? What? What did I say? In other words, since it's impossible to reach the second after without the second before, so it's all considered to be the Idna. Let's take a look. We have the Zerachas. What? Where is it? Sorry? What's the context? Well, the Piskei Tosfos is pretty short in Zerachas. It's only a half a page. So let's take a look quickly. Uh-huh. What daf is that, Fetcher? Okay. Tamak test. In the Ev shall the Kayim I say, bring an acher, lo be'ina and be'idna, the me'eker lav the Kayim I say. In other words, it's one long process of Levisha. You can't get to the second half of Levisha before you get to the Levisha itself. It's all called one big be'idna. That's the whole pupil about it. They talk about, if I'm not mistaken, Haro, with Ma'bir, that's all kind of whether you say this is true or not. It's a famous super sticker to the one in Tzvachim, in Lundu Sugis. That might be an answer to this question. Yes? That's what I'm talking about. That's what they smooth it around. That's very good. That's the filter. Okay, so the chart is a good test. The chart is a good test. Yeah. Fine. Oh. The Tosfos asked the cash against themselves for the fact that they can bring at least Ateis. At least Ateis means at the moment of the Eats if you're doing a mitzvah already. No? I'm going to have to come on your vomit, so I want to read the lesson. Thank you very much. Jerome? Thanks. So it says, Kama Mitzrayim al Achash and its Atat to the Parishas. Niyu Koshim and the Mevachinim is Atat, but this is Mashma the Bashat Haritim of his Mitzvah. And they sort of leave it. They don't really give a tariff. I don't know, I was thinking, is it possible to make the following Kiddush? Kano Mishkaya Varachash in its Atat in the Parishas. Could it be that the Chiyuv is postponed an extra second? But perhaps the key on the mitzvah you have right away. Is that shayach? The chiyuv on the schayev aliyah. But the key is earlier. So you put on a garment, so I guess the Torah gives you a break. Now you put on the garment, not put on tzitzit. But if I'm a sharpie, and I have my tzitzit on before, so I have a key on the mitzvah right away. Well, I'll answer all the kashas, no? I'll explain why I can make a bracha of this Ateis. And I might also explain, answer the Shagatayas Kasha from Atidor Falosa say. Or if you have the key and it's enough, Kasha. That's what I was thinking, but you have to look at the lush of the text and other Rishonim on this Nakud. Leos Mu'utah Tzitzit. It doesn't really mean to do the act of, he that's premature means to be Mu'utah. Okay, that's my answer. Okay, good text. Fine. Where did Tosfos get it from? Where did Tosfos come from? They made up a whole thing out of Klibble Scribe. Where did he get it from? There's a kash like this. Zad, the tzitzit, hechi avashev al tase, in the chasa betalat sabat chiyuvahi, vein bo tzitzit, hari over biyadayim. So why is the Gemara called it a shev al tase? That's the kind of the teret. The chiyuv is only afterwards. That's what we had, remember? Chsuscha. Chata mechusa v'kvar. That's what we had in our discussion. The chasav, I was comparing it in the current terms of chasav alone, that's correct. That's what we got it. So the shakasari, the whole thing is wrong. It's not the pshat, that's no hechlech. No hechlech at all. It's a whole different mahalach. Since number one, the teret doesn't even work. Even if it's true, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? He brings many riots from Shad. It's Rochel Tavkof and Machel Tavkofala for sure. It says Zion and Yud Zion and those of you Zion Mem Gimel. Go to Shad, Kedaka Bakarim, Shakazaya does. Where you see it, you sow the both sides. If Chiloso, who do the Maisa, thought to the Maisa, it's labeled as a Kumva Say even after. So the fact that you put it on and the Chiyam is only later, doesn't make a difference. We should still consider that to be a kumvaseh. So Shainasai, that's a Tosfos teretz is wrong. You know what the real teretz is? The real teretz is there's no Issur Levisha. it's only a kiyum hamitzvah to put on the strings, the tzitzit. And therefore, the levish is considered to be a shev al tasa. Not because the chiyum is later. No! I take the four-cornered garment, and I put it on my body, and that split second I'm chayiv in tzitzit, and I don't put on tzitzit, it's labeled as a shev al tasa. An iser, ha'id chaza, as the kum vatei. Here, I put on the garment, I'm supposed to put on tzitzit. At that split second, it's still labeled as a shev al tasa. And again, it goes through riot. Interesting, right? He quotes the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, where the Rambam says, someone who goes into the Azara of a regal, he doesn't bring a canola to here, he violates the law upon Irekam, and it's alive, Shehein Bo Maisa. Alive Shehein Bo Maisa? What are you kidding? He walked into the Azara. Alive Shehein Bo Maisa. Here you go. It's not an issue to go into the Azara. If you're in the Azara of a regal, you're required to bring a carbon of holothria. So if you walk into the Azara, you put yourself into a situation where you're not the kind where you should be the kind. That's labeled as a lav shein bo maisa. He throws together lav shein bo maisa with sheva al paisa. Rabbi Chana has a shtiklach about whether those two cuts are exactly the same. That's the shakas ayat hanocha in making this equation. And he goes into the Mordechai, we spoke about before. The Mordechai, that when it comes to wearing an avakapas on Shabbos, when he can't put on strings, so it's permissible in certain circumstances. He says, not because it's a delayed reaction. No. He says, is there an Isser? Is there an Isser to wear an avakapas without tzitzis? No. It's an assay to put on tzitzis. You can't do it, you can't do it. So you're not being kind of the assay of tzitzis. Does it make a difference if you have a four-cornered garment on you or the four-cornered garment on the floor? It's a difference. Either way, you're not being the kind of mitzvah tzitzis. No, is it? That's why it's called shev al tasa. It's a completely different word than, well, there is an issur, but the issur is that 2 seconds later it's called shev. There's no issur at all. The Tosfos says, the kash is no kash, the teretz is no teretz. If their teretz is no good, my teretz is good. They don't need their teretz. It's double whammy, says the Shagatari. And he goes further. He says, why do we wear, is everyone here, can I make a tzitzit check? Is everyone here wearing tzitzis? Is everyone? Maybe there's a super brisker amongst us. Brisker didn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. It was for various reasons. One reason is presumably because there was no tchelet. In fact, the Shagatari should never wear tzitzis. Why? Because whenever we put on a four-corner garment, these daughters are not wearing tchelet, and maybe even those who are, I'm a vato the midst of tchelet. We don't have tchelet, we don't know what tchelet is. So why take a chance? Why take a chance? Leave it in the drawer. What do I need it for? Forget it. You're taking a chance in the vato on doing what we might consider to be an iser. If it's an iser to wear a four-corner garment without string, and strings are white and blue, and you don't have the blue one, so you can go for some kind of an issur by wearing four corners without the blue, so don't wear it! Come to Tzil, you have to wear it, no choice, the chiyuv. Come, there's no chiyuv, so forget about it. The fact that we don't forget about it, the fact that we actually continue to wear lavan, indicates that there's no issur in the first place. This is what the Shagas Aryeh says. I was wondering, the Balamot knew it. Ramban quotes. Ramban says it was one of the machlokes. I think it's in Sukkah, no? Is it the one in Sukkah? Or is it someone? I forgot whether. Also, I have to look up the Ramban. I didn't have a chance. Ramban has a machlok about the something to do with tchelas, tzitzis back and forth, and he writes somewhere that he already heard that this man never wears tzitzis. Didn't wear tzitzis. No tip. We'll love it. Mishnah says, one's not mock of the other. So perhaps he's under the influence. Perhaps. The Balamor, I like the Shakatari, is Kash. That is an Easter. If such a thing exists, which her seems to be assumed a little bit. Some kind of an Easter of wearing out of a conference without tip. So why take a chance to wear out? Do it out. Perhaps. Huh? Does it not have it yet? Oh, it could be. I don't remember. Where is the Balamor? I just was... Yeah, it's possible that Marcus. Who wears the Ramban? My memory is not in Sukkah. You know, the big one up test. I'm not sure where it is. I saw it recently, but no one knows what it is. Okay. Where? In Sukkah? That big one? So I think it is too. So open up tomorrow's Sukkah and see what it says. Got a big one, they can read it. We have it in the back, no? In any event, that's what I was thinking. I forgot, I haven't seen it in a while. Now, Rabotai, we mentioned before the third shita that makes the bracha bish'as atifa. Not before the atifa, not after the atifa, but bish'as atifa. So I saw in the Tittus book, he asked Akasha, how can you put on, make a bracha bish'as atifa? You're not supposed to do anything while you're making a bracha. According to Shulchan Aruch, quite a few places, to make a bracha, you shouldn't be doing other things. The people that make a bracha, they're starting to pull out the keys and put on the coats and then people are benching and they're doing this and they're doing that. And arranging the papers and they're not supposed to do that. So how can you put on the tzitzit while you're making a bracha? Because you should be doing nothing. Here's an interesting answer. Apparently the possible stepping coach from Shlomo Zalman, that the shaila, why is it that you're not supposed to do anything while you're making a bracha? One reason is, you have to have kavana. You have to have kavana, then taka. It's a big problem. You shouldn't be putting this on at the very same moment while you are making a bracha. However, there's another reason which is given. That mashvile aroi. I'm benching, and while I'm benching, I'm putting the Mishnah Berurah on top of the Shulchan Aruch, and I put the Gemara on top of the Mishnah Berurah, and I put a tape recorder on top of the whole pile. So I smashed that roy. I'm busy with other things as well. If that's the case, one can argue that's only true if the other thing is a side thing. But if the other thing that I'm doing is directly related to the bracha that I'm making, it's not mashal roy. Nafkamina, big nafkamina. Mina kaholo. No, everybody said, what? Drying your hands, exactly. That's what we're talking about. The minute is to dry your hands when you're by either Asher Yotza or Asher Kedayim. It's to dry your hands, so the Kanoim started screaming, you can't do it, it's a B'Shat HaBracha. So Shlomo Zalman is quoting, I think he's saying that, no, here the drawing of the hand is Shaita to the Netila, and therefore would not be considered Aroi. It's the same Indian. So he said, if that's the case, here too. It's the same Indian the Bracha is going on. Okay. Fine. Good. Okay. Looking quickly here through this Ramban, very long. Okay, not the second, we'll look later. Fine. Let's go on. Topic two is, what do you put on first? Tzitzit or tefillin? Well, the priest center in the Mukhe Yosef in the back talks about this. This is actually found in the Fulfillin. There's even more forget to what we learned earlier. This is the Simul Cafe. Okay. Judaism and Aleph at the end of the narrow line. Ukvanish Alpi Al Haminiach Tfilin and Mitzatif Shachas Ezem Maktin Benirish Aroy of the Haktin Mitzis Tzitzis Shaskula Kenegat Kol Amitzis. The old Shitadira Yosef Shenoheges Ben Bechol Ben Beshavas Ben Beyontif Mitzadir Shen Mitzadir Tadir Kodem. Point. And then he quotes Rabbi Yonah, who says the same thing. Body says, Olsem Shemit Atrin Vitalis Gedola, Kevin Shem Derek Vitatis Ella Acha Kola Malbushim, Mishinosu, Makfalein, Burashem, Mitzah Tzilin Vol, the front of Tchila, the Vokna Lam Tchila, Kishem Azir Ella Mitzvahs. Fine. This is Mugayos. So ideally, it sits before Tzilin, Shibamat Tzilin first, Aim Azirin Al Hamitzvah. Check the Mechaber. Different reason. Open up please, Simon Kokay. Sif out the prime by mitzvah. Who said it's by mitzvah shall on this? Nobody? No in the room? This is a famous topic. First one in the book filling. Kokay to talent. Acha shalava talent with suya near filling. Shemalin bakodesh. Malin bakodesh. Where does this come from? Where did the book say Malin Bakodesh? That's the Shona. Where did it come from? So from the Marivile, quoted by the Gro, the Adaphraim. What do you mean Malin Bakodesh? So the Bialochi has the Kasha. What do you mean Malin Bakodesh? Quite the contrary. Makudosh comes first. The Sugin Tvochen. The whole Shaila, Todr Makudosh, which comes first? We'll get to that in the Shaila. Not for Shaga, sorry. We'll get to that. But Makudosh clearly can't win in Taker. The Maholia comes first. There's the Bir Halacha, Mala Makudosh, Ala Adam Koy. Where let me dargle the dargle is Alas Vikdusha. Kimitchilo Yorak, Lurak Machas, as Atma Bekitish of Mitzvah. By a day at Filin of Makasher, as Atma Bekesher, a Yiklid Vakdusha. Sounds almost a Kabbalah, almost a little bit Makasher, whatever. But what does it mean? The Chiddush. I'm doing two separate mitzvahs. Not part of me. Outside of my body. Then the Kiddush comes first. But if the two mitzvahs are enhancing the Kiddush on my own body, then Faker. Mal and Bakosh. So a sister's in the Tashmash mitzvah is Rokin, no Kiddush. And I move to Tefillin, which has intrinsic Kiddush. Fine. As a matter of fact, this is meant, right? The Kivan the Latarit Kushit Hashagas Arye Badogum Erevov. Hashagas Arye is exactly this. You open to the Gemara's Vokim. You know, many of you have a Gemara's Vokim, you know, because you have Menachos. Some of you have a special Menachos Gemara. But if you have a Vokim, give a look. This is a Sugya in the Sefer Vokim. Whole discussion, which we're not going into Hilchos Kachim here. So we have this sugya in the Sefer Zvachim, the Kudosh Kodesh. I'm sorry. No, and the bylaw of Shida, you have a country conflict between Todir versus Mekudosh. But the Bialacha doesn't go in. The Mechaber is not discussing Tadir or not Tadir. He just said Malin Bakodesh. Malin Bakodesh. That sounds like you go from the lower level of Kedusha to the higher level of Kedusha. But the Gemara is mashma clearly quite the contrary. Go do the highest one first. It's only a Shaila. Have a conflict. One is Mekudesh and one is Tadir. Which comes first? According to the Mechaber, Avada Tadir comes first. Because the Mekudesh comes last, Malin Bakodesh. What's the Shaila? That's the Shaila's Ayat Kasha. So the Gro had a mind to answer with this way. It's too much in the Gro. What if the Gro quoted a Zohar? I guess the Elohim, if the Gro is quoting a Zohar, it must mean this. It's a funny lush in the air, but he's going on the Kisei, and I couldn't understand anything. So for whatever I couldn't understand, it didn't gather. That is, he's going from one level to a higher level. So that's what he understands the Grot to mean, what others say more explicitly, the Adaphraim, that's going on the Gavra. Fine? Fine. So that's one issue. What about Skula? Skula? We saw that this is an important mitzvah to come first. Skula, can I call this? They quote the Shaloi as the Kasha. What kind of Shkula? But Mekudosh, 10 Kashas before. tefillin is a mekudesh. Mekudesh comes first. So perhaps the answer is as follows. Just keep one hand as Vavchim and one hand as Menachem. And as Mem Gimel, Amad Beis, end of the sugyas of Sittis, Gemara is a very interesting line. This is not your typical mitzvah. So it says, Risa Voto Sartem, Rei Mitzvah Zu, Zuchor Mitzvah Acheret, Tafliyabo, Krishma, etc., etc. So this is a unique mitzvah. It's supposed to remind us, give us the ability to remember other mitzvahs. If that's the case, it makes more sense that this has come before tefillin. So this come before tefillin, somehow the tefillin is considered a reminder for Krishma, for Klayim, and for tefillin as well. As opposed to if you put the tefillin on first, you couldn't view it somehow as a reminder for what was already put on earlier. Perhaps that's what he means, perhaps. Now what about Tzadik? So Shagat Aryeh says he got it backwards. Not as backwards, but from the other side, the other is backwards. He says, this is Tzadik. Why? Because it applies Shabbos and Yontif. True. But Shabbos, that was only one every 7 days? Yontif. It's a pretty rare occurrence. Much more significant would be what's the status of Laila. Says the Shagat Aryeh like this. We Paskin Laila's Mount Tzadik. Yet, with respect to Tzitzis is a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. Why? Because Laila sort of loves man Tzitzis. And he claims that according to Rov HaPoskim, we know as the Rambam Shita, this means that once it gets dark, there's no longer a mitzvah Tzitzis. So punkt faker. If you're going with Tadir, Tfilin is much more Tadir than Tzitzis, because Tfilin is 6 days a week, day and night. Whereas Tzitzis is 7 days a week, but only by day, through the mass, not even close. The Shagat Aryeh is kasha. That's what the Malbim says, that's no kasha. Even though Shagat Aryeh is right with Doraita, Lailas Man Tfilin, you're ready to learn halacha, Vein Morin Kain, you're not supposed to wear tefillin at night. So therefore, bottom line is that Lailas, de facto, is not Man Tfilin. And therefore, Shabbos and Yontif carries a day and makes it into a Tzadik. Now, Shagat Aryeh goes further. He says, look, Tzadik or Mekudosh, and they buy in the Gemara, Tzadik or Mekudosh, which comes first? Does Tzadik come first? Or does the Mekudosh come first? And the Gemara, this is on Sadi Amid Beis, towards the bottom. Tzadik or Mekudosh, as the men called them, Tadr called him Mishim the Tadr of Makudash, we call him Mishim the Kodesh. Right? It's never resolved, so the Shagat makes no sense. Why should I put on the talit first, which may be in the category of Tadr, but the tefillin is certainly Makudash, and the Tadr and Makudash is not resolved. And therefore, what do? You go to the Rambam, of course. Right? Well, not good for the various karbonos. The Rama passes that it was Tmidim and Musafin, Terek Tes, that Eza Shayir Tzayakte, whichever one you want to do, Halacha Beis, whichever one you want to do first, you can do first. Okay? And here we're not sure which is Tzadik. Right? At the very least, it's Tzadik which is Tzadik. Lila's Mansfilin and Segat. Lila Lab's Mansfilin, at least it's Tzadik. So we should say, pick your choice, pick Mekudosh. You have all to gain, nothing to lose. Because if Tfilin is Tadir, it's Tadir or Mekudosh. If it's Tadir, Tadir versus Mekudosh, take a choice. Take the safe choice. The safe choice, put on Tfilin first. Nope. The Malbim says, wrong. The Yushami passes Tadir, Mekudosh, Tadir, Kodosh. No, the Bava didn't resolve. So, the Malbim is trying to defend the Mechaber against the Shagat Aryeh. But the bottom line is interesting of the Shagat Aryeh after this whole discussion. He says, you know, a mitzvah which is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, there's no order. You can't demand a particular order. You can't tell me to do A before B if I don't have to do one of them at all. If I'm required to do A and B, the order is prescribed by the Allah. But if one of the things I don't have to do at all, how can you tell me which order to do it in? Tell me, I have to do a mitzvah, and I have to, and I want to walk around the roof. So you have to listen, then walk around the roof. Walk around the room is a devour shush. So a mitzvah kiyumis, if you aren't required to perform in the first place, you can't have a pecking order. You can't possibly have any order. You do whatever you please. Remember, the bottom line of the Meshachas Ari is not that business is first, not that film is first. You do whatever you want. And it's based upon a Gemara here in Zohar. But it just says, Tamazai, that the Gemara talks about this before that, not before this, talks about Shlomim. Shlomim. So the Gemara says we should not consider Shlomim to be Tadir. We consider it to Shlomim to be Matsui. Matsika Amrit. Because Abraham the Shlomim Tadiri. Matsika Amrit. Tadir Kami Borlan. Matsika Kami Borlan. Shlomim is voluntary. Therefore, there's no order. No order. Rashi says, not a chov. Huh? Sadi Allah from Anam. In Zvah. The tefillin is better to come first, because it's Mekudosh. But, on the other hand, we can say that since this is optional, there's no order. And he makes another point. And don't tell me that Mekudosh only means a carbon. Right? What kachim? What do you call kachim? Kachim is carbonus. Maybe Mekudosh only means carbonus, because in the whole sugya is about carbonus. But no, can't be. Because the Gemara discusses in the context of Tadir Mekudosh a whole thing about Tfilas Musaf and Tfilas Mincha in the same context. And this is in the Tzadi Allah from an Allah. It's not because of the carbon, but because it applies on Shabbat. That's what the Gemara says. It applies Muslims, you daven Muslim only on Shabbat. You see that the idea of Kedusha is not limited to Karbonis. It extends to Kedusha on Shabbat. So it presumably also extends to Kedusha on Tefillin. Similarly, Kiddush and Bar Prag often is thrown into the sugya and Sadi Allah from an Alf. Yeah. So comes along the Adam Malbim and says, Punkt Faker, from the fact that the Gemara is discussing part of Hashem and Tadi in the context of Bar Prag often, which is optional. You see that even something which is optional, there exists a principle of Tadir. So the answer is that the way the Malbim constructs it, it's no egg b'chol yom. No egg b'chol yom. Every day, people would drink wine, good old years. So too, he says, every day, that what's this? It's only shlomim. This is called matzli, because not only is it not a chiyuv, but it's also not an everyday occurrence. Why does it make a difference? I don't know, but the Chod Mama is an interesting point, based upon Bar Prag Offen being thrown into the discussion concerning Tadir. Huh? No? Mara says, over here. Tosh ma'adavar ache, birchas yayin tadira, u birchas yom ene tadira. The Tadish and the Tadir, Tadir Koda. You see that the concept of Tadir applies to Bar Prag Offen. According to the Shakas Ari, is that any Dvar Rishut, there's no Tadish and the Tadir, that's not Shlom and Matri, and then there's nothing that doesn't apply to Tittis either, or do it Bar Prag Offen, that's the time. Good cash, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what? Yeah. Aha, I see. It was not the Bar Prag Offen, that guy has wine for the fun of it. It's all the Bar Prag Offen I'm a chuyavim. Maybe. Okay. Good point. Look. Leave the mouth look here. I don't remember. Okay. Very good point. Let's look again. Bottom line, he says, since it's not a chov, it's a reshut, and you do whatever you want. I can fix the tape recorder before I put on film. I can put on this before I put on film. That's his bottom line. Oh. What happens, Rabotai, in a case in which you, let's assume we pass like the Machab for the moment, and you bump into the tefillin first before the tithes, what do you do? We already saw in the Nukhi Yosef, Ein Mavirin Alamit to the Shakas Aryeh. Wrong! Wrong again. Everything's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because Ein Mavirin Alamit means it's a mitzvah. It's an absolute chiyuv, two chiyuvim. There's a certain order for the name Mavirin. But if one of them is considered a reshus, they're getting the start. There's no Tadr code, there's no Makudish code, there's no Imavirin code, there's nothing. Do whatever you want. No order can exist if one of the taxes is Vara Rishu. That's what he said. The Mechaba passed like the Mechaba Yosef anyway. Famous then. Comes the Mechaba Avraham and says it's not true. Simon Chaf Hey. Magan Avraham said it's not true. Why is it not true? And Machabe says, you have your talis and fill in one big kiss. You have to be careful, shlo yonichu kiss, fill in the mala, shlo yifke ben p'chila, yitztarech hanichim kona matalis, shlo yavra ala mitzvah. Machabe. Says the Magan Avraham, Sorach liyim, the nearly the ain pay the bezef. Keva that filling a dayan betoch kison. If you actually touch the tefillin, gotta put it on before the tzitzit for sure. Against the shakasai. But if it's still in the kiss, right, you know we have all of these what we call tefillin zekel, a sack, a bag. You put the tefillin in, you didn't hit the tefillin, only hit the bag. It's a bag is nothing. So suggests the Magen Avraham. The bag is nothing. How does he know? Chen mash masif yud aleph. What's the sifir aleph? So the Max of the Shekel explains what the Magen Avraham is driving at. So why don't you all look at sifir aleph, please? Everybody look inside. You have a Mishnah Brura. Some look at sifir aleph. What does it say there? Yesh misha omer. Also the holy tefillah shall rosh me'atik ad shetiyat tefillah shayad lunachak. Is that what you do? What I do? No? You want that minute? Tefillah shayad is still in the bag until you tefillah shayad is still in the bag until the tefillah shayad is already on, correct? Well, that's a little shver. Takes extra time. It's an extra second to dig in, to fish into the bag to get my tefillah shayad rosh out. We're trying to be and my to have six. So why is this way? Why is this way? So this then is based upon Kabbalah, it would appear. Kabbalah. Healthy Kabbalah. The Ramoy is there. The Abim Shneim Lefon of Kutbatik Lo Yitakim Liptoach Atfilah Sharosh Had acha anocha shayar. Nothing to do with Kabbalah. It's because once you put it on, once you have it on your hand, you don't put it on your head, it's havik and maver ala mitzvah. So if you shouldn't, you have the tefillin, you know, it's already, you shouldn't start unwrapping the strap of the sharosh, because that once you have it on your hand, you should really be putting it on. Says, the Magen Avraham, the Machshavah Shel Pshat, Magen Avraham, tikshi, Lama b'din arishin, she'otza lehoti tefila shorosh, chutz rach li tein tam al pi kabbalah, v'lo oma gam ken atam, shun avi kemavar ala mitzvah. What do you mean kabbalah for? You know, you're going to shout out pi nigle. El ha'korchok tzorach lama, heven da dayin ein tefila shorosh pasuach, ha'shotzien me'atik, les lama shemavar ala mitzvah. Toskan Shadayan Machusim Bechisim Delekim Shemavalim. I mean, how much of that covering the way we have them? I don't know what they had in those days. Is there anything who could prove it to me? What we have now is it's filled in a box, and the box in a bag, to give the crude terms. Right? She's saying that all the walls in the bag, it's no problem. Even if it's in the box, out of the bag, it's no problem. That's the mashmaos of Sifrei Aleph. And the din of, if you have it filling already in your hand with out of the box, oil, all the straps unwrapped, then you run into a Mavrin Aleph. It's a problem. You don't want Shiroz first. But apparently, if it's still in the box, not unwrapped, you don't want it in that box. Because it's not the Kabbalah to explain why you shouldn't be doing it. That's the Magen Avraham's proof that when something is in the bag, it's not a problem of a Mavirin Alamit. Fine. What does tick mean? What does the word tick mean? What is the expression? Right. Here's the expression kiss. So the Chabad Lashon, the Maharal Lashon is kiss, which means a bag. Where's the word tick? Sifrei Aleph. What does it mean by tick? Is tick the kiss, or is tick something else? So the Machta Shekel is learning to tick me something else. It means a box is coming. I wasn't completely sure that was so. But maybe the bag itself is called a tick. Even so, it still proves the point. It doesn't prove it a kavachomer, it proves it with, without it, on a kavachomer. Now look at the Mishnah Brewer of Osai. Sifkot and Lamates. Simon Chafe, Sifkot and Lamates. Give a look. The Mechaber quotes this in. Also, the Hotzi, Tvila Shorosh, Me'atik, Hachete, Tvila Shoyad Munacha. So the Kasha was, why you say Pshat, without Kabbalah? What, do you have the Tvila Shorosh in your hand after the Shoyad? You took it out of the Shoyad, put it down, took it to the Shorosh, putting it down now. So, Hey, Mavir, says the Mishnah Brewer, and I'm a test, no. Hainu. אפילו אם ירצה להוציא אשר ראש ואשר יד שניהם בשום מן התיק, שבזה אין מעבר על המצוות. אפילו איך יש לזור, כי יש במשום תל אביב קבולו. That's the core with this, shot of the Malbim, the core of the right of the Magen Avraham is refuted. He's all this discussion, why did you Kabbalah, why did they not hear it? Explain to him, I hear it. They took them both at the same time. No, I'm not hear it. Shaykh. The Raya is not Mukhrach. Well, as a matter of fact, the Bialacha says that we don't follow the Magen Avraham. The Bialacha says, Shaloi Anich, I am Magen Avraham. This is the beginning of Simuch HaFei. Because of Enkpeda Bezeh Kevash HaTfilin Adayim Unachim B'toch Kisan, the Levush, and the Bach, and the Taz, and the Nishmas Adam, say the Magen Avraham is wrong. It's wrong. So therefore, you have to be very careful not to bump into the tefillin bag before you want to put on, before you put on your talis. So just to rearrange it differently. But, the Birkei Yosef here in Sifkot and Gimos is as follows. Hey, Mavirin, is if you want to do both mitzvahs now. A, B, or B, A. So whatever comes to the end first, you have to do first. What if I only want to do one of them now? So the Magen Avraham writes over here. Sifkot and Dalit. There it says in the... Venerally, Afa Pi Shebo Atalas Godol Yodo, Kodem Sheneach Tfilin, Ein Tzaruch Litzatav Abaveso, Kevin Shein Datal Olof Shokan. In other words, if I want to put on right here and now, since the talis is filling, whatever my hand touches first, got to put it on. But if my intention is to fill in at home and talis the shul, and I bump into the talis first, so what? I'm not doing the mitzvah now at all. So writes the Magen Avraham. Fine. The Shemura quotes it in Sukkot and Tent. The other way around also, I want to put on the Daf to see it, and not the film. The same then applies.
Oh.
But the Birkei Yosef goes further than that. It happens to be a local Lamaisa, especially here in camp. At a double shalom. Last Shabbos had a double shalom. Wait a minute. What if I have two talis? A Shabbos talis and a weekday talis. I bump into the wrong talis first. So he also says, do whatever you want. Don't plan to put on both talis. Basically, smoke on Avraham. So what do you say, Rabbi Zayn? What do you say? Same as Mogan Avraham? Huh? Not the same, no. In the Mogan Avraham's case, I want to put on talus and tefillin in two different places. So here I want to put on only talus, only tefillin. So I bump it to the other ones, but it's irrelevant. But now, no, I'm sitting in one place. I want to put on the talus, but I have two choices. I have a choice of this weekday talus or the Shabbos talus. So whichever I bump it to first, l'chora, I should put that one on. The Birkei Yosef is wrong. And he brings a raya to the Tosfos in the Megillah that Avraham Medbeis. I can do the Megillah for Adarishan and Adarshen. So it's smart to say Adarishan, the name of the Nela Mitzvahs. You can do the same, you can do it either now or do it later. But it's the same as the Megillah. That is a talus now, it's filling later, it's filling now, talus later. Same as the Megillah. Do it the first opportunity. Other reason. So too. Do it the first opportunity. The talus needs to be bumped to first. What happened? We asked Erev Shabbos. 10 days, I forgot. I have two talus. One I wear all week. One, one Shabbos ticket. I forgot. So I had the Shabbos ticket one on the bottom, and the weekday one on top. So frankly, I wasn't holding by the Inyan Ramsitus yet. I was worried a different thing. I was worried about what? Who? What was I worried about? What can I get to my bottom talus? What was I worried about? No. What did I say? Borer. No, not Borer. Mukta. Vosses, Ludover, Osser. That's what I was worried about. I put the tefillin on top of the talus. That's what was bothering my mind. But the back of my mind was, forget about that. I have the talus, this weekday talus is on top. So, even if it was, the tefillin weren't even there, so what? It's right there, I have to go first. So I thought the tzitzis sefer was right, against the Birkei Yosef, the svar. That's what I did. I put on my weekday talus and shabbos. I was more worried about buses, frankly, but after what he says against the Birkei Yosef, I was right even forget about the, of buses. Okay. Rabotai, we now are going to give a brief introduction into the next major sugya, Rabbi, which is the Inyan of Atifa. The Inyan of Atifa. Inyan of Atifa. The tour in Simon Ches says, again a foreword, Seder Atifoso Ka'atifas Yishma'elim, where the Arabs cover themselves. Why? So both the Beis Yosef and the Bach say the reason for Atifa Tishmaelim because of the bracha of the Ate Fitzit. We find in Lloyd Cotton, the Chosavelis, that with the din of Atifa Zarosh, it has to be Katifa Tishmaelim. And therefore they explain, there's no din that you have to have the talus over you, Katifa Tishmaelim, all day long. No! All during davening. No! Only for the first minute, first second. In order to have the nusaf be a proper nusaf, it's proper that you have what we call atifa tishmaelim, and then you can wear it any different way you want. That's the mechavas of the truth lashon. Say there atifaso ka atifas yishmaelim. Now, in Tosfos and Erechin, the bays of the bays, they ask you to see, I got a little bit of an impression that the entire din of Ituf was Katifa Tishmaelim. It wasn't only din of the Bracha. Why? Because the Gemara is a Lashon. Kot Nayodei Elis Atev. his father buys him talis. The Tyson and Erech and Avay says, what does that mean? Katifa Tishmael. If it's only done in the bracha, so the charet, that's a technicality in the bracha. That means that you're not right to the chinuch of talis. Tashin. The fact that Tyson cites Katifa Tishmael in the context of the shear of chinuch gives me a little impression that they learned that Ativa Tishmaelim is done not only in the bracha, but the etzem levisha satala. So we now have to discuss two more things tomorrow. One is, exactly what is Ativa Tishmaelim? How do you do it? So you should look tomorrow, and people who you see are putting on the talesim, how they're putting it on. Look carefully. That's how much time that means. Okay? And number two, what is Atifa? Leave out Yishmael for the moment. Is there a din of Atifa Sarosh? Get Yishmael. Is there a din of Atifa Saguf? Or is there no din of Atifa? It's after Levisha. Not coming up what we call a talus cotton. Our conference, everyone here is wears all day. He's for the mitzvah, yes or no? Not so simple. The mitzvah tomorrow, we'll discuss these difficult issues. Thank you.